This summer has been tough with record heat and drought, floods, wildfires. Well, today we want to remember another hard summer 200 years ago and one that changed American history. It was 1816, and it wasn't the heat people endured. It was bitter cold. There was frost and snow all summer long because of what we now call a natural disaster, but what may have been a first taste of how a changing climate can affect our lives. Brian Mann with Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio has the story.
This dirt road winds through the middle of Old Sturbridge Village in Massachusetts. It's a loving recreation of life in the Northeast in the 19th century. And everything here is tied back to the land, tied to the seasons, tied to the harvest. But in the summer of 1816, that cycle collapsed.
Seasons seem to go backwards.
Tom Kelleher is a historian here. He meets me in the tailed jacket and waistcoat that a local farmer would have worn in 1816. He says by early summer of that year, Americans knew something terrible was happening.
Seeing people in their overcoats in June working in the fields with mittens on, which is ridiculous, because usually in June it's going to be 80 degrees or better.
Winter kept coming back, laying waste to farm fields, turning leaves on the fruit trees black.
Frost and snow and rain and ice forming on ponds, snow falling even into June, July, August in some places.
News accounts from the time describe an elderly man nearly dying, lost in a midsummer blizzard. Frozen birds dropped out of the sky in Montreal. As far south as Virginia, Thomas Jefferson wrote in his diary that the cold had killed his fruit and tobacco crops. The culprit, it turns out, was on the far side of the planet.
Tamboro would be the biggest impact from a volcanic eruption pretty much in written history.
Environmental historian and climatologist Kurt Steger is a professor at Paul Smith College in New York. He says the Tambora eruption in Indonesia a year earlier in 1815 spread a kind of sun filter that lingered in the upper atmosphere.
Tiny, tiny little, they call them aerosol, like a dry fog of sulfur particles up there that act as a haze and block the sun.
What you're hearing is sound recorded during the Mount St. Helens eruption in Washington State in 1980. That was also a huge event, but scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey think Tambora may have pumped 80 times more debris into the atmosphere. In all, more than 35 cubic miles of debris blasted into the sky. Steger says Tambora probably combined with other climate trends, including El Nino and a pattern of weak solar activity.
The volcanic eruption was on top of other things that were conspiring to make it cool anyway. And this was like the coup de grace that pushed it over the edge into a record-breaking cooling in the Northern Hemisphere.
These days, climate change is a flashpoint. Scientists put out increasingly dire warnings, but a lot of Americans still don't believe it's real. In 1816, the confusion was even worse. People had no idea how climate worked, no way of linking Tambora to their failing crops and their frozen ponds. It was decades before researchers made the connection. Historians think the dark, bitter weather that summer may have contributed to a religious revival that swept the country. People feared an angry God was punishing them. Steger says there were all kinds of crazy theories.
They linked it to something as strange as Ben Franklin's experiments with electricity.
By late summer, people were reduced to eating nettles and wild turnips. Back at Old Sturbridge Village, Tom Kelleher says a lot of farms in what was then America's heartland were just abandoned.
And so an awful lot of people pulled up stakes and moved west to newer states like Ohio and Indiana, which had big growth spurts after 1816.
Historians say America's demographic center of gravity shifted that summer because of changes in the atmosphere no one could see or grasp. With our climate changing again now, scientists think we could see similar migrations, caused not by cold, but by rising temperatures, rising sea levels, and drought. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann.
Well, meanwhile, the Tambora eruption, as we heard, had a devastating impact on climate. But as we learned during an earlier segment, on art. Last year, we spoke with Gillan Darcy Wood, author of Tambora, The Eruption That Changed the World. He said you can see Tambora's impact in the reds and oranges of J.M.W. Turner's watercolors, in the bitter winters in Charles Dickens' fiction, in author Mary Shelley. In the summer of 1816, the poet Lord Byron gathered a group of friends, including Shelley, for a Swiss holiday, but they were trapped indoors by the terrible weather. And to pass the time, Mary Shelley wrote a new novel called Frankenstein. Gillan says the intense storms that lashed the Swiss Alps and Tambora's devastation may have inspired Shelley's description of the monster.
The monster, who, if you remember the novel, is wandering the highways and byways of Europe, and he's ostracized from towns and becomes an outcast. And to me, this is a kind of image of the suffering humanity in the aftermath of Tambora.
Gillan Darcy Wood, a terrific read. To hear our whole conversation, go to hearandnow.org.